You are listening to the Green Lantern Corecast, episode number 10 for early October 2010.
Everybody to the Green Lantern Corecast. I'm your host, Frank Mateo, just coming back from the New York Comic Con, which is being held at the Jacob Javits today for the past 3 days, starting Friday, Saturday, and tomorrow being the last day, Sunday. Today with me are Andrew NDB, the host and the creator of the Green Lantern Corecast.
Way to represent New York, Frankie.
That's all right, guys. We also have Kuhan with us.
That's me.
Also, Carlton and Brandon West.
Son of a bitch.
And that's special guest today, Mythos, coming straight from across the pond itself. So, beginning today, we're going to discuss current issues such as Brightest Day number 11, which recently came out, and discuss a bit about what news going on in the story, seeing the revelation of Aqualad being Black Manta's son, and the birth of the name Deathstorm. What does everybody think of issue number 11 itself, with Deathstorm coming to the forefront? The artwork wasn't totally terrible. I wasn't technically put off by it. Writing-wise, could have been a little bit better, but I'll let everybody else decide what they think.
I liked the issue. It was kind of cool, but a big part of it that took me out of it was, like, the crux of this issue is the Black Lanterns come back, and it's like this big, they even like kind of replicate the big spread in Blackest Night number 8 with all the people coming back to life, only now they're Black Lanterns again. It's too fucking soon. It's literally been about 3 days in story since the Blackest Night. It's too soon. And we're supposed to get excited about this shit, and it's like, no, we're Black Lanterned out.
They're not really Black Lanterns, they're just creations.
It's not really clear what they are. I mean, they seem like they're Black Lanterns without the ring, so assumedly if they were to get blasted, they wouldn't regenerate. I don't know.
I think that's the problem. Because, you know, we already have these 12 out there in the world, and I think the part of what made the Black Lanterns interesting in the first place was the fact that these were the actual bodies of the heroes we loved and stuff, and now we just got carbon copies, and it's like, where's the impact there? And we just saw these guys 2 months ago.
I mean, as a story element, I would say that these Black Lanterns and the repercussions of going on in this world is that it's like, get to Andrew's point, that it's only been like 3 days since.
Yeah, no kidding.
The Black Knight has just, you know, had been solved, but it seemed like, yeah, it was solved pretty abruptly. Like, everything that's happening in this world is like a band-aid, a stopgap, that darkness itself is still, it's still there. It's like, I will break through at any second now, and you will all be, your quiet lives will all be destroyed.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The entire issue just felt like a rehash of stuff we'd seen not a couple of weeks ago. It just felt, well, what's happening? It's nothing new here.
I'd feel better if it was called, like, Blackest Night Epilogue or Blackest Night Coda or something like that, but it's, I guess I see where they're going with the Black Lanterns in this. Like, it's all the people that came back to life, now they have to face their Black Lantern selves, and kind of like in the same sense that Hal fights Parallax in Rebirth, it's sort of like to exonerate themselves from all the bad that it is the Black Lantern, so you can really illustrate to the readers, like, they really weren't these people, they really didn't do those bad things, bullshit.
So I actually bought this issue. Yeah, I was going to say, I actually read this issue, and I bought it and read it, and I'm pretty sure it was just created so that they could do, like, the opposite splash page from the end of Blackest Night. And that's the entire reason. I'm actually pretty sure this is the entire reason this event was created.
So they can recreate that.
So they can recreate the opposite.
I'm waiting for the next couple of issues where we'll get like mirror universe spreads with the normal facing off against the Black Lantern.
I'm also excited that I picked up the issue with the reappearance of Ving Rhames.
The skinny Ving Rhames.
Skinny Ving Rhames. Yeah.
Black doesn't crack. Yes.
So yeah, it wasn't good. Wasn't a good issue. It might have been slightly better if I'd been reading the book already, but it's
maybe
slightly.
I mean, yeah, you know, that's what should have gave me like, you know, a point of pause. The fact that you actually bought the issue when you had dropped the book entire.
What was that? At issue 3, he stopped reading.
Yeah, didn't you drop the entire series like?
But didn't he keep pirating it like the ass party is?
No, I don't think he was reading.
He pretty much said he's not reading it.
Yes.
He did for a few issues.
I have another problem with the issue. You guys notice the panel where like Black Manta gets rammed by the Mack truck or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like his guts are getting sprayed all over the place and he gets up like,
he's fine. Yeah. That was weird.
Really a flesh wound.
It was a cool panel, but then it's like, oh, he's okay.
I chucked that up.
That just seems awkward. I'm sorry. That whole little scene. I mean, I understand that they're trying to make it more movie-esque and you know, the standings of these stories now. They've seen this one part, you know, by the river, the Aquaman fights his greatest
episode. I'll say the Aquaman. I'm the the Antimatter Universe Black Manta, BAM! Thanks for saving me.
I think that Deathstorm's catchphrase in this issue should be prepare to be assimilated.
Okay.
I don't know. It was so easy. I could have done it. I think I would have made the issue about 10 times better, which isn't saying much, because 10 times .0001 isn't very much.
I like the issue. I just don't think it was that great. It was like
I don't think it was great.
Yeah, no, I think it's leagues better than the first 9 issues, but issue 10 was clearly the best issue of the series.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That even this is a step down from issue 10, but it's still ahead of the last 9.
The main reason for that is that things are finally moving in progression now.
And so that's mostly
no more filler.
No Hawks.
Yeah, no more filler in a way. The Hawks aren't there. Things are actually happening in Aquaman's world that is supposed to give us a cause.
Oh,
you know
what?
This book, this should have just been an Aquaman book mostly.
I forgot about
Firestorm. Firestorm should have its own little series also. Like these two stories should have their own ongoings than us having to.
But then we don't get to see the Hawk stories that they want us to read. They want us to read these other stories that we don't care about. So clearly they're gonna put them on one book.
In New York, didn't they pose the question to readers of Brightest Day, like, which story do they like the most?
Yeah.
Did they?
Not that well, I heard.
I swear, Aquaman.
Yeah, they polled and they asked who's enjoying Brightest Day, and, you know, a lot of Aquaman fans stepped up. As far as I know, you know, the internet does lie. Frank was there to cover it, but I was told that there was little to no Hawkman, what's the word I'm looking for?
News?
Fans. Fans.
There was one major a Hawkman fan, they're a Hawks fan, and that was James Robinson.
What was that, Frankie?
James Robinson himself is a great Hawkman fan. He even clearly mentioned it, even though he wasn't supposed to. And I think that was a realization that he's actually going to be working on the Hawkman series itself.
Hmm.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
It was a slip of the tongue. He was actually not supposed to say that, but heavily suggested that the book that he's going to be doing, I think, simultaneously with Justice League is the Hawkman issue.
Simultaneously,
he's going to be doing something totally different because
he's still going to be on the JLA for the time being.
Yeah, yeah, he'll definitely be on JLA.
The thing is that would it be after the 26 issues of Brightest Day, or would he take over the Hawkman, Hawkgirl stuff during Brightest Day?
No, I'm pretty sure
take them out.
I'm pretty sure it'd be after.
Well, yeah, no, I mean Ardian Syfe is starting on Birds of Prey, so he won't be there to do the Hawks anymore, so they could be just written out.
The idea with those is to give, anytime they have an ongoing series, they usually give an artist a little while for some prep time to bang out at least 3 or 4 issues.
We know this guy is fast. That's why he was on GLC. Okay. We know he's done 3 books a month. He's been doing GLC in Brightest Day. So, I mean, I don't think it's a problem with him. He'll be doing Birds of Prey and Brightest Day if he has to, but I don't see how James Robinson could, you know, let the Hawks be played out in Brightest Day while he's trying to create an ongoing series.
Maybe you're right, because they did do the Green Arrow relaunch in the middle of Brightest Day, and that's supposedly connected to the hip with Brightest Day.
Oh, I hate those banners.
I feel like it's the new, what was that banner? Sightings. It's the new Sightings. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Sightings didn't last that long.
No, it didn't.
Sightings lasted about the same amount of time as the Dark Side Club banners.
What did that ever accomplish?
Well, not much.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
Getting back to the issue, like I said, Aquaman is the sole reason why I'm reading this series, and I'm really hoping it continues. I thought, it was a step down from last issue. It was a little weird in this issue because Ivan's art was, it felt a little rushed here. But it's amazing how Aquaman can block the Black Manta Ray's beam with his hand, but his little hook thing goes right through his chest. I just thought that was pretty funny.
I'm confused.
Why would his beams be weaker than the hook he has on his arm?
Oh, I see. Oh, his arm. Okay. I thought you meant, like, why does Aquaman's trident pierce it, and yet his... Okay, never mind.
Because it's a concussion. There. Fixed.
Concussion-wise, he never meant to maim.
That doesn't make much sense. So the Black Manta all build this big helmet that shoots these beams that don't even hurt Aquaman when he's been fighting for, like, 60 years.
Maybe he doesn't have any resources to improve his
But, I mean, if he finally hasn't gotten to a point where he's been able to build something in this giant head that hurts Aquaman, why does he even bother with it at all?
Well, he does work in a fish park.
He works in a fish market. I guess that's true.
He doesn't have much... He doesn't have the Lex Luthor financing.
You would think Lex Luthor would hire him to be in the Legion of Doom.
He'd give him a little bit of financial backing, you know?
He rents himself out to different supervillains.
Yeah, you just see, next couple of issues, you see a big piece sticker appearing on his helmet.
Home Depot advertisements.
It's going to be sponsored by, it's gonna be like Sprint on the side of his, his name. It's like, he's gonna be like, "Hey guys, I just got my new Epic 4G. You guys should use it by this phone."
Well, I guess,
so did anybody hate it?
Yeah, no. That's the issue at hand. I'll say I didn't hate the issue. I mean, it's not great by far. It's still better, far better than everything that came out before it. Again, the story is revving itself up. It's trying to gain momentum off of the little kickstart from number 10, which got it a lot further than most other.
It definitely helps.
It definitely helps that
they picked out all that ridiculous padding that nobody was cared about. Nobody was reading. You would just skip through the.
It's coming back though.
And that's the thing. Like I thought it would be back sooner. I thought this was the issue where we would get all Hawkman. And it looks like Martian Manhunter is going to be the focus of the next issue, so let's go.
They're going to make you think that, and the next issue is going to be all Hawk. No. It's going to be Hawkman, Hawk Girl, and then Hawk and Dove.
Duster. It'll be that one page of John Jones in a movie before. I'm like, what the? Sierra Hall, damn it, mother!
And then, just for fun, they're going to give you Hawk and Dove.
The next issue will be of, and then Ted, Martian Manhunter, like, burning the forest on Mars, and then, like, this voice telling him, nope, wasn't this forest.
Wrong forest. Next.
The princess is not in this castle.
The princess is in another castle.
All else fails. Just continue using fire.
Yeah.
Killed with fire.
Well, again, yes, the issue itself is a good read.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
Not the greatest. You know what? Well, read it for yourself, fans. See what you think of it. Yeah. And see where it leads you.
Wait,
I mean, we didn't ruin much. We gave a few details here and there, but we didn't give, like, major.
We told him the best part, and that was Black Man again hit by a truck.
You mean the...
That was the best part.
Guy Weekly series that came out last week?
I think the best part was the return of Ving Rhames. I mean...
Hey, yeah, exactly. We didn't tell the best part about Ving Rhames being assimilated or...
I mean, come on.
Or Stein, or like, Deathstorm, or the fact that the Fury of Firestorm is back to being the white guy, rather than, you know, the white guy who was in the last issue.
Ridiculous. Yeah, Firestorm's like, sometimes he's white, sometimes he's black, like, whatever.
I feel like they actually are kind of toning the skin a little bit darker, though.
No? They are trying to, but you can clearly see there was Ronnie Raymond as
in. Yeah, this time.
That's going to be, like, really awkward when he's saving the day.
Yeah,
if you keep switching, people are going to be like,
wait, hold on. I don't want to say my shoulders.
We ended up in Vixen a couple of years back. He kept going, white, black.
Well, no, he's like super, like a super white neighborhood saving some kids, and then he turns black, and all his parents are like, oh no, oh my god, he's gonna rob us!
Hey, the black one's scary!
The black one's scary!
But I'm clearly more adequate for the job.
So then he switches back to Ronnie, he's like, oh, it's okay, he's white now, it's okay.
See, the weirdest thing about Firestorm in general is the fact that Firestorm's character always comprised of one being the strong body with the other one being the mind. Jason has the smarts and is able to fuel Ronnie Raymond's just body,
but originally it was that Jason was both, and then he merged with whoever was there at the time.
Exactly, but now seeing that the stories have now merged into the Firestorm, it's just being two pairs becoming one. Why does Jason actually need Ronnie? I mean, all he'll give him is, like, recipes for how to make the best, gin and tonic.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, if they were to merge, Ronnie doesn't bring much to the table as far as...
Like I said, we're going to move on to the discussion of New York Comic-Con that was taking place in the past 3 days.
New York.
My hometown.
New York City.
Ooh,
cool place.
Wes, read that news.
All right, there's a new printing of Secret Origin, complete with Ryan Reynolds' introduction. Anybody plan on getting it?
Fuck.
I am.
You are? Good for you. No, can I have, like, $30? Because, you know, I don't have money to spend on reissues.
If I was to meet Ryan Reynolds, I would buy it to have him sign it, but that's the only circumstance I would buy it.
But, DC announced that Emerald Warrior's price would be dropping in January, so that's good news.
But well, we lose two pages.
Rounds is actually dropping.
But yeah, we're losing pages.
We lose two pages.
Yeah,
they don't talk about that.
No, they did. They actually mentioned it over in the New York Con. They actually mentioned that the price is being reduced to $2.99, but we are losing two pages of content. So instead of being 22 pages, it's down to be 20.
Some books are losing 10 pages.
It's like the fine print in all these announcements, though. It's like, hey, guys, we're listening to the fans. We're listening to the fans. We're lowering the price. But we're losing pages, too.
So. Does this mean that other books that were already $2.99 are going to lose two pages as well?
Good question.
Well, that wasn't actually brought into the table.
I'm sure they will.
I don't know.
I think it would make sense that they would, because... That's more profit for them.
Or maybe they dropped a page and they got $1.99. Yeah, they're going to do that.
And now we get 10 pages per issue.
Yeah, we get 10 pages per issue for $1.99.
10 splash pages per issue.
No, fuck. only in Jeff's Green Lantern.
Obviously.
Probably the biggest news of this weekend, the Green Lantern trailer would be attached to Harry Potter 7, which comes out November 19th.
It was
pretty clear that was going to happen at San Diego when the panels were attached to each other. But I'm going to see Harry Potter regardless, so...
Yeah, so am I. But maybe we'll get a leak.
They might let out the San Diego teaser trailer from this past summer sometime before that.
I don't see why they would do that. I mean...
Why not?
We've waited this long. Might as well wait for a full trailer.
No.
What was that, Mythos?
I'll just wait the extra 2 weeks, ignore Harry Potter, and see it when it's attached to Tron.
Well, Tron is Disney, so they won't throw it on there.
Yeah, or, they might. No, they'll definitely it'll be on the internet, so it won't,
like, or Dave's trailer page.
I'll take any table scraps I can get. Give me the leftovers from Comic Con. I don't care.
The leftover? Oh, the teeth. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The leftover? What?
Yeah. Geoff Johns will not be writing any stories for the Green Lantern animated series that's supposed to debut next fall, next year, 2011.
Not yet, anyway. So.
Not yet. But the series will be.
He didn't mention that.
Yeah, the series will be in the classic Bruce Timm style. Is again, reiterate, it is a CG series. And there's tons of news on the series, so let me give me a second to scroll down and talk more.
And apparently, it is not part of the Timbers.
Right? Yeah, apparently.
Though that could change, right?
I'm sure if they wanted it to change, but I think Tim wants to get away from that. Personally, I think he wants to.
My question is, I don't see that it would hurt things if they just made it part of it. You know?
No, I think it's just for them. They look at it as a fresh start, and you know, you just might as well say no. That way, they don't have to worry about it. You know, nitpicking fans saying, "Oh, this contradicts JLU episode 6 or something like that." So, I just think it's for their own benefit to say this is a fresh start completely. Don't worry about Batman. Don't worry about Superman. Don't worry about Wonder Woman. This is just Green Lantern. Focus on episode 1. That being said, the show will not be on Earth for many adventures. It will be strictly sci-fi, strictly space-oriented show. Thoughts?
I can get behind that.
Sounds like the right idea to me, except for not the Timverse part.
I miss the Timverse.
I was going to say that only because it's CGI. If it was like just a regular penciled show like Young Justice will be, then I would have wanted a little more Earthbound adventures. But since it's CGI, I want to see it out in space.
Yeah,
I watched.
They can do so much more out in space with CGI and be
I feel like we might actually see like Hal Jordan the space cop.
Yeah,
if that's really
finally
their
something will show us that
in space.
Jeff Jobs not going to show it to us.
wait, Hal Jordan is Hal Jordan in space. I thought he was always on Earth 24/7.
No voice cast members were announced in New York, but Nightmare on Elm Street star Robert Englund, who played Freddy Krueger.
Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
You didn't hear the R. I said Krueger.
I said Krueger.
Anyway.
The original Freddy Krueger, anyway.
The original Freddy Krueger.
Jackie Earl Haley was Freddy Krueger. Okay.
The original Freddy Krueger, Robert Englund, will be supposedly playing a member of the Spider Guild in a future episode of the Green Lantern anime series. And I don't remember his name, but the guy who voiced Spider-Man, the guy who voiced Wally West in the DC animated movie.
Which guy have voiced Spider-Man?
The newest Spider-Man, the latest one.
Oh,
his name. Spectacular.
Josh Keaton. He's supposedly working. It's right there in bold in front of my face. Josh Keaton supposedly will be working on that show as well. I think it's a waste for Robert Englund. You get that big name and you use it on the Spider-Guild villain. He could have been Sinestro for crying out loud.
No, because, I mean, it makes sense that they're not going to put him as a major character because then he's going to show up over and over again. They'd rather have him as a small character.
He wouldn't be a good Sinestro. But...
Well, yeah, but no, so, I mean, it makes sense that a big name like that they'd have as a more major character, but, you know.
But for all we know, the Spider-Guild person is going to be a big, ongoing character.
Well, speaking of Sinestro, don't expect to see him anytime soon. They said there were no plans to have him involved early on, but but he'll be there in the long run. I don't think that makes sense at all.
Either that or they're screwing with us and going to be in episode one.
But I think he should be in episode one, especially if like you're focusing on Oa, which they said looks like Tron, by the way. Why wouldn't Sinestro be there from the jump? Like,
well,
he's Sinestro.
Because it's not an origin story.
Yeah, you wouldn't use Sinestro in the original run just because you want to... most people who are familiar with the Green Lantern story will already know Sinestro. You would want to start introducing newer elements into the story and get newer characters into it so newer audience members can start identifying with them rather than knowing the plain old story of Hal Jordan and his arch nemesis, the man named Sinestro.
And I'm sure they feel the movie is going to cover that, kind of. So
yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
So you expecting them to start off with Sinestro as a bad guy whenever he comes in, he's going to immediately be...
Well, more than likely.
Or as a rogue Green Lantern or something?
And if anything, they'll have flashbacks to how he became the bad guy. But yeah, in the present, he'd already be a bad guy, pretty sure.
Because
they wouldn't do the fall from grace thing. I mean, they did that in First Flight. We're going to do it again in the movie.
We even did it in Brave and the Bold. So.
Yeah, they're not going to do it again in the cartoon.
Yeah.
They might touch on it in like flashback, but that's about it. I bet. That's just my thinking.
They've covered it in First Flight. They'll cover it in the movie. We're not going to need it a third time around.
Yeah.
Getting away from the animated series for just a bit, going back to comics, Jeff Johns says... GL 59 and 60 will explore the Indigo Tribe, while Brightest Day number 14 will explore the Star Sapphires and the Hawks connection.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So, yeah, we finally get our...
For crowd also. It was a bunch of oohs.
Are we ever going to get...
Oh, my.
It was a bunch of what in the crowd?
Oohs and ahs when someone said... The exact same thing you were saying now, that they were going to explore the Indigo Tribe's origins, and apparently Jeff Johns mentioned that the rings don't work exactly the way we think they work. So,
what, the white ones?
No, the Indigo Tribe.
The white power?
Don't know how they work. He hasn't told us anything about them.
They're supposed to be a bigger explanation as to...
He forgot to tell us how they're supposed to work when they showed up in the first time.
Yeah. So, especially where their crazy backwards language and their staffs, and then the coming of the rings. I don't know if it's, you interpret Will Energy. I have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, they're like the heroes of Blackest Night, and we still don't know anything about them. We just know that they were
supposed to be the heroes.
No, they kind of were. I mean,
that didn't work out. That didn't work at all.
Without them,
everyone was getting fucked up until What's-Her-Face showed up and started... severing connections.
I'm just really hoping that we never get back to Hector Hammond and he's just going to go around with Ophidian. And we're never going to see him again, but he's like, we're just going to hear him like, oh man, Hector Hammond's got Ophidian. Damn, we should probably go work on that.
Except watch, he's going to end up like he's going to end up like in the middle of the Vegas thing or something. It's like this isn't where Carol is. Yeah. Where did she go?
Where is my Carol? She is not under the tree with my hat. She is not under the sand with my cat. She's not under the tablecloth with my tits.
They need to have Peter Sarsgaard like record an album where he sings different songs as Hector Hammond.
Now, I kind of like the Indigo Tribe being all mysterious still and no one quite knows what's going on with them. I'd like to keep them like that a bit longer.
Me too.
I don't mind keeping them like that a little bit longer as long as they still appear occasionally.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like we haven't seen them in a while. We saw them in that GL issue where we saw Renee Montoya with Stan Walker. And that wasn't too long ago. I was like, moving on for a bit. Dave Givens. No plans to bring him back right now, but Johns and editor Eddie Braganza do love him, and they supposedly ask him to come back all the time. So hopefully that'll happen. If not, I guess we'll stick with what we got.
They love Gibbons, by the way. Loves.
Yeah, that's why they made him crazy on the book. Anyway.
expect Red Lantern Deck Star Valentine's Day special with Crypto. We mentioned that in the San Diego live cast we did three months back.
Like a year and a half ago, whatever.
So apparently that's not a joke, as was the
no joke. No joke. John's mentioned it three times. Total of
Beetlejuice.
Three times.
Maybe Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
Death Star plushy. Fluffy toy or
something. Maybe it's going to be like one of those Joaquin Phoenix turning into rapping things.
All right. Moving on.
I'm sure Colton will love this. Tony Bedard says, look out for Vril Docs versus Vril Docs versus John Stewart.
You weren't even close.
I'm doing it because... you're not gonna tell me how to pronounce an alien name that doesn't exist. His name is Vril Docs.
It's Vril.
And supposedly he'll be facing off with Jon Stewart. There's a cover shown. I'm not sure if it's a future GL cover or a future Rebels cover, but
The funny thing I would say I can't even. I was there and I'm not even sure what cover it was. I'm sure he mentioned it, but he kept like juggling back and forth between Rebels and Core that I'm not quite sure what cover's on.
I'd say probably Rebels.
I would assume Rebels.
Yeah.
He's keeping the Green Lantern Corps pure stuff mostly there, and some of the other Green Lantern stuff along with the Rebel stuff and Rebels.
Oh, Vril Docs has past history with Lobo, so...
I think
okay, John, this is, all you have to do is stay black and join...
He has past history with Kyle, too.
I think Vril, Vril is how the colder ones pronounce Brandon.
Jean-Claude Brandon.
Jean-Claude Brandon. Yeah.
Jeff Johns says, expect to finally find out the secret pact between Guy Gardner, Atrocitus, and Ganthet next year. Yeah, so don't look forward to that.
Don't look forward to that next year.
From this.
Snap.
Oh, here's something I missed. Back to the Green Lantern animated series. There will be characters we know, how Jordan, Carol Ferris, Kilowog, Ganthet, and the Guardian, Salak, Salak, or... Yes, I'm going to go with Salak.
Salak and Salak are both going to be there.
And Atrocitus, yes, the Red Lantern, Atrocitus. The Red Lanterns will be in this cartoon, and not only will they be in this cartoon as Red Lanterns, they will be the first villains we will see in this series.
What?
How does that work?
They will be the very first villains introduced in the series in the very first episode, yes.
There's a lot of backstory there, and then they're spitting up blood, which kind of doesn't seem kid-friendly.
Well, it doesn't seem like they're...
They're not spitting up blood, they're spitting up happiness and rainbows!
Origins.
Well, as John was saying, that's totally for the kids. Totally for the kids.
At least it aired on CW for kids.
CW,
that's
gonna be, it's gonna be blue blood and like.
It's pimp juice.
Pimp juice.
That's worse.
Friends, it's just Kool-Aid, refreshing, Slava. Refreshing supermarket over-the-counter Kool-Aid.
It's gonna be blue
it's
blood.
Generic Kool-Aid, children, drink.
Drink too.
I can see like the be like ads of like the Kool-Aid guy, like the, full like
red full, Lantern, like the Red Lantern Kool-Aid guy. That's
disgusting. Oh,
rage! Come drink new rage Kool-Aid. It's just rebranded Red Kool-Aid. It's like five times more expensive.
Well, the Kool-Aid man has to be an angry fellow.
Zero sugar.
Breaking through walls. All
oh
time.
Yeah.
Here I am.
He breaks through the walls and says, oh yeah. Like, clearly he's enjoying this.
Rage time!
What else do we have?
Green Lanterns, Hal Jordan, and Jon Stewart will both appear in the upcoming Young Justice cartoon, so look for that. No. November 2011.
Will there be any Green Lantern members in this Young Justice?
No.
No
Junior Green Lantern?
winding down a bit of news here. All these are like Barry Allen will be next issue of Green Lantern, and he's not too happy with Hal being friends with Sinestro. Okay, partners. They're not fuck buddies anymore. They're just partners. Where Brightest Day ends, Flashpoint begins. And after Flashpoint, or what's the word? The S word? Come on. Simultaneously with...
Jeff John said something.
War of Green Lanterns is coming. Yes. So we'll see that.
Yeah, you know, just the other day I was thinking to myself, you know, there just hasn't been enough war in Green Lantern lately. Like, I feel like we need another
war. Yeah, you said the war of Green Lantern is coming.
So apparently he said
specifically, someone asked him whether or not we see the War of Colors. The War of Whites in
racist.
The War of Whites versus yellows.
Okay, he wanted to see if they were gonna actually do any War of Whites. Maybe have to combat one another. And
never seen that.
Someone a fan actually said, yeah, that's what we need, more of these guys, more of these cores going at each other. And that's something.
Didn't he not say no? He just said first we're gonna see the war and that.
Like a civil war within Green Lanterns. That could be interesting.
If that's what it is, it could be, yeah. Like,
yeah, I doubt it.
Because we still have to see that that visions we've seen. Like, for Magic of the Guardians and Hal fighting, rising up against the Guardians, and that shit's still coming.
Listen, this is how the thought process goes. Hey, a civil war within Green Lantern? That could be cool. Who's writing it? Oh, Jeff Johns.
Yeah.
Someone did pose the question whether or not the Guardians, why the Guardians keep dying off, and are they just going to, you know, are they just going to be taken out of the book entirely? And he said, you know, that is a very interesting question. Yeah, that's an interesting question. That was his only reply. So whether or not the Guardians are going to be sticking around in the books is to be seen.
They've been sort of a moot point for a while now. The Guardians, since Rebirth, have been really watered down since what they were.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like the direction keeps changing. I mean, it seems like they were kind of going along a certain path prior and through Blackest Night, with, like, you know, like they took all of Kyle's villains and executed them on Oa and stuff, and it seemed like they were heading towards, like, basically the Guardians have gone too far, and, like, the Green Lanterns have to kind of rise up and say, oh, whoa, enough is enough. But then it's like...
Yeah, that's been really interesting, showing the Guardians' downfall and all that.
I'm pretty sure that's what he was going with it. But then it was like, oh, yeah, but I have all these other stories I want to do, and this would be cool, and splash page, blah, 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 blah. And then it got either sidetracked or changed altogether. Okay. It just seems like there's some major gears shifting here that doesn't seem organic at all.
Just remember the old Guardians. I mean, you had, like, Gambit, who could tear holes and travel to hell with just a force. Yeah. And then you have Guardians nowadays who get bitch-slapped by a cyborg.
And they need rings to function, I guess.
Well, before I move on to the next bit of news, I just wanted to throw my two cents on to this possible war. I personally think that could be kind of good. Like, kind of fucking great.
It could be in the right writer's hands.
Well, we got three books to do this. Now, they kind of failed with splitting a war between three books, with Blackest Night, Green Lantern, and Green Lantern Corps. But with Green Lantern Corps, and Emerald Warriors, I think
we
could have that great sense of civil war.
If they failed to do it in lesser books, why would they succeed with more? I mean,
it's not more books, it's the same books, but now it's a smaller story.
Yeah,
it should be like, wow, they did it so awesome in like two books. What if they did it in three or four? But instead, it's like, oh, they did it really shitty in two.
Well, here's the thing. And as opposed to those stories, right? they broke it up in many facets. You know, they have like Black Green Lantern, Green Lantern Core, and multiple other sub stories. As John was trying to point out, everything's going to be just within the core titles: Green Lantern, Green Lantern Core, and Emerald Warriors. That's it.
Right, and I'm thinking you got Guy and his new clique, you got John and his new clique.
That's the core war,
though. Plus, that's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they scaled it back, and now instead of this big, huge thing that is Blackest Night, now you got Sinestro Core War Volume 2.
And they got three books to do it in, so it better not take them longer than like fucking 3 months to do it then. And we can go back.
See, now you're being picky.
How many plus days you forget?
I don't want
these fucking events to take like a year and a half. It's ridiculous.
3 months would be
That's like 9 issues. That's plenty. That's plenty for a fucking Green Lantern event.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It could be worse. We could get a year's worth with extra tie-in specials.
Oh. Yeah, I think if they branch out again and make this GL centric story into something that's DC Universe expanding, it's going to be an awful idea, and they'll fail just like Blackest Night, quote unquote fail. Yeah.
quote unquote made much money,
made billions of dollars.
But it's a total failure to fans, so that means it fails.
100.
It's going to win Scream Awards. So fuck you.
It's going to win Scream Awards. Fuck TV. 2009
Scream Awards winner.
One thing I just wanted to throw in there.
Winning Scream Awards.
I believe, Frank, you told me that it was hinted that Evil Star will return.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's been saying that for years.
He's been hinted at for a long-ass time.
Yeah, someone called him out on it.
He's probably working with Apiala Opsa or whatever. That's probably... Because we've seen him gathering up entities before. Like, he was trying to rip the Black Entity out of Black Hand, like, in issue 3. Or so it's been retconned.
And just so we're clear, Apiala Opsa is the little guardian with the hood, right?
Yeah.
We're assuming it's that person.
Yeah, assuming, because, you know... There are folks out there who disagree with us.
He's Papa Smurf to, like, Evil Stars, you know.
He's Papa Smurf to Evil Star?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, Papa Smurf didn't have, like, minions.
I mean, he had the Smurfs.
Papa Smurf didn't have malicious intent. As I recall, Papa Smurf did not have malicious intent unless he was a bastard.
Of course he did.
Maybe he's Gargamel and Evil Star's the cat.
No, the cat.
Gabriel?
The cat would be represented by the gremlins or the
So who's Smurfette?
Okay, we're getting too deep into this analogy, people.
Jeff Johns.
Jeff Johns or Smurfette.
Okay. Not too many news bits left. James Robinson, writer of Justice League, says after the Crime Syndicate storyline in Justice League, we'll get Justice League Shadow War, and that will feature the death of the Spectre.
Wait, what? He said that?
Yes, he said that.
The death of the Spectre?
Yes, he said that.
And Green Lantern, so we know he survives his little fight with Rage Entity.
How does that happen? He's the Spectre.
I hope it happens. Oh, my God, I hope it happens.
Just seems
that's ironic, because, you know,
as he also mentioned in the story, he's going to put into the fact that Obsidian is now going to become the biggest badass of all time. His words...
It probably means that Dan DiDio and Jeff Johns told him to kill off what's his name, the black dude at the Spectre, so they could bring back the original white dude, and no one's gonna give a shit. So
I would give a shit. I would fucking kiss somebody's feet for that shit. Crispus Allen never should have became the Spectre. That was all Jeff's idea in the first place.
So you would be excited by the original guy coming back?
Hell yeah, and working with
what does he have left to do?
He finished his deeds. He left. Yeah,
he's got one of the best written endings in DC.
Now, if you want, you can give him a new host, but not that one. That one's done.
Make him Hal Jordan again.
Oh, I'm not talking about Jim Crow.
Hal Jordan is a Spectre.
Who are you talking about then?
Crispus Allen. I don't give a shit who's the new Spectre. I just don't want Crispus still being the Spectre, because he should have never became the Spectre. Anyway.
So if they're killing this guy off, I wonder who the new Spectre will be.
Maybe there won't be a new Spectre. If he dead is dead.
The kill off the right-hand
as we recall by the new motto, dead is dead.
What if the Spectre goes in the Lazarus pit?
Can we actually kill off the right hand of God completely?
Let's hope so.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be Jim Corrigan.
The left kick.
Spectre Rebirth coming soon.
Spectre Rebirth.
He's an angel.
No one will give a shit except Wes. Trust me.
No, no, no. It'll become the new thing, the new deity of the DC universe.
Jim Corden's back.
It'll become that lady from Revelations.
Oh yeah,
the one we've never seen.
The Radiant.
Yeah, yeah.
The Radiant. So you know,
kind of interesting.
She was interesting.
It'll be DC's way
kind
of going,
a colleague of the Spectre.
It'll be DC's way of, let's stay clear from Vengeance and Grimm and y'all on and on and on. And let's try to be positive and have forgiveness.
I feel Spectre might be cool.
Yeah, we haven't seen it.
It's still the Spectre. What the fuck is you going to do? It's not supposed to have personality.
She yeah, feels like, yeah, forgive you for raping all these people. Well, you
know, personality in a sense.
The Spectre is an outdated character. In a universe that far surpasses powers, that contradicts every fucking step of the way, let the guy die and go away.
His powers are subjective depending on how much God gives him.
Here we are with the last two bits of info. Green Lantern, Green Arrow crossover sooner than later. So look forward to that. And post Brightest Day, look forward to Hal Jordan versus Kyle Rayner, or Hal Jordan versus Guy Gardner.
It was out of his mouth entirely. Ooh. He said Hal Jordan versus Guy Gardner.
See, that's what I think he said. And if that's so, that's non-news because that's been announced for months.
It's no news.
That's been previewed forever.
We already have one tweet for that.
They said a billion times. Like they even had a comic saying, "Oh man, you guys are gonna fight." Okay.
You guys are going to fight.
If I go through with this, me and Hal are going to fight. Like, yeah.
Well, let's not end on a sour note.
Junior school. In fight.
Yeah.
His words entirely. It's
being picked up by multiple sources. Like, it's Hal versus Kyle. But I think you're right. I think it's Hal versus Guy.
I'll say this. The fight between Guy, Kyle Rayner and Sinestro is supposed to take place in Greenwich Village.
Yeah, I was told that it's supposed to be
during the Halloween.
Now, insanely awesome and
is
fun.
Is that the fight he's talking about when Bedard said that? Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Why is Greenwich Village funny?
Greenwich.
Oh, why is it funny? Yeah. Well, more than likely supposed to give way to the fact that Cal more than likely is going to bring his girlfriend to Earth and be like, hey, look, she's pink, it's Halloween, no one cares.
Oh, she's got a red face and he's got a red face.
Yes, because aliens are so unused to being seen on Earth in the DC universe.
Yeah, listen, and apparently in the DC universe, Earthlings forget about aliens every 2 seconds until an invasion happens.
I think the people who
Batman's an urban myth.
I think the people
Batman's
who
an urban myth. He doesn't function in the Justice League. Martian Manhunter is some dude. He's just a name. Lives in Colorado.
Yeah, or what's that Morrison arc of JLA where everybody got superpowers for a while?
That never happened. Luther was in jail for tax evasion, not because he murdered millions of people.
Tax evasion.
He got a presidential pardon.
Wait, are you talking about the recent reason why he lost everything? They claimed that up to tax evasion.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm still confused how he got back on his feet after that whole thing before Neron, before when his last clone shriveled up and died.
Wait, which story is this?
Back when it was like...
Are you talking about the trial story?
No. It was like Metropolis was getting destroyed, and he was inside the battle suit, and his body was dying, and then the next time you see him, he's making a deal with Neron, and then he becomes, like, buff and shit.
He always becomes buff and shit.
Yeah, it's like 94. It's been a long time.
He read the contract and had it... And had it.
It could have been.
Luthor has better lawyers.
Weirder thing that happened in the world.
Luthor's got some great lawyers.
Wait till you meet my lawyers.
Luthor has better lawyers than the devil. Yeah, you see that.
Yeah.
You just see them walking around with Wolfram and Hart stickers on their briefcase.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Luthor is dead right now.
Serious?
Yeah, he's talking to death right now.
The last bit of Green Lantern news for tonight. Bruce Timm says he hopes Green Lantern, the animated series, is on air long enough to do Blackest Night, which I'm sure makes this entire cast oh so happy.
Oh my god.
You know, that would actually look awesome,
man. I am elated.
He might make lemonade out of lemons. You never know. But
yeah, it might be worth watching.
My thing is, if he can pull off Red Lanterns in this first story arc, then he probably could do it right.
I think it's either going to be really amazing and going to go down well with both fans, old fans and new fans, or he's going to suck so hard.
Yeah, it's going to be a hit or miss, no doubt about it. It's going to be a really, really good show or a really shitty, shitty show right from the start.
I hope it's good.
I think we all do. There are no current plans for Green Lantern Earth 1. I am pissed. Thoughts?
How I posed it, because no one ever asked about the Earth 1 Green Lantern, and I was the one who asked about it. When I went up there, I should have said if there were any plans for Green Lantern Earth 1, one of them, but I forgot to mention one of them. When I went up there, I asked, are there any plans for Green Lantern Earth 1? And I posed just how Wes said it, because I really don't want to buy another Batman book, because there's so many of them already. And then Eddie Braganza goes, but Johns is writing the Batman book, so you're not going to pick it up? And I say, it's wonderful. No, it's great. It's fantastic.
Jeff,
I love it.
I love Jeff Johns so much.
Yeah, I totally said it that word. And I was like,
please give me this. Please.
Got a few laughs, and then John answered my question.
People just straight up laughed, like, ah, Jeff Johns.
Yeah, just trying to answer my question. It says, "Yeah, well, he answered my question by saying, well, you know, I'm doing the Secret Origins 2 this fall with Ryan Van Rees, so that's coming." He says it in that way, and I go,
"Fall?" Yeah, I'd be like, "I didn't ask when Jeff Johns' Green Lantern Earth 1 is coming out. I asked when Green Lantern Earth 1 is coming out. I mean, go on."
I don't want to see
Jeff Johns' Earth 1.
Well, that's great. You answered my question with an answer that I didn't want.
We've already gotten Jeff Johns' Earth. We've already gotten Jeff Johns' Green Lantern Earth 1. It's called The Secret Origin. It's terrible.
You answered the question I didn't ask, and I get to answer the question that I just asked. Please?
You know what? I'll ask Dan. Never mind.
Just tell me it's not coming. Come on.
What happened with the deal, right?
What? What happened with
it? Yeah, I sent Wes a text when it happened. He was asking lightning round questions, just yes or no questions. And someone posed the question, is the green Martian lady that's, you know, around killing everybody in Brightest Day, is that John's wife? And he says, no. Pauses, right afterwards says, shit! and then walks back and goes, ah, damn it! And then the president, president of DC, walks up, goes
up Barack Obama says, comes out! Walks up.
The president of DC...
President of DC?
President of DC.
Wind tunnel?
Wait, what the hell is the music?
What music?
What music?
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
tomorrow we're gonna get the fired.
Is that like a big?
Who is playing Transformers?
Nobody.
You are hallucinating.
Neighbors play Transformers or something, dude.
What are you drinking?
Probably the guy in the next room over.
I'm still confused about why John's wife thing is a big deal.
Well, it was a big deal because he actually answered the question. He said. No, he didn't say maybe. He didn't say, well, you know, you could be Mysterious Green Martian, could be his wife, could not be his wife. He plainly said no.
He just said, like,
I mean, was there, like, legions of fans, like, waiting hand on foot, like, who is...
Anyone
in the audience, it's actually fair.
Yeah, because John's wife was a monster shapeshifter who just went around eating women's skin and living inside their lives for 20 years.
Well, again, whatever. The entire point of that whole thing was he was supposed to be a mystery as to who the character is. Is it a character in his past? Is it a character that could be from his past? Or is it someone who's close to him? And the answer is no.
All right, guys, be honest.
Motivating.
Who here thought that it could possibly be his wife?
No, I didn't.
I didn't.
No.
Good. Because I would hope neither, none of you would fess up to something that idiotic.
But if
that fan is listening to us, that was an idiotic question. I don't know why you asked that.
This is seriously like one of the worst.
You got Dan to deal with trouble. How dare you?
I mean, just going down the list of questions that people ask at this convention. This is like hands down one of the worst conventions I've seen. I don't blame the talent.
Just the
people that are asking the questions. These are questions that are either already been asked before at like 10 other conventions, or that are asking questions about shit that's already been announced for months and months and months or years.
Yeah.
Terrible.
All right, so that sums up the experience of the New York Comic Con.
So you had fun? Was it fun?
I had fun. Again, I met a few people, got a few connections, got to shake hands with some good known artists and Jeff Johns.
That's good.
Post your pictures.
Hey, I'm gonna totally post the pictures up. You can be you'll be able to see them on the site. The Green Lantern Corps.
So,
also be sure to check us out online at www.thegreenlanterncorps.com. You can also email us at contact@thegreenlanterncorps.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check us out next time.
Be sure to check out Kirby Crackle, the performance of our opening theme, Room Capacity, at www.kirbycracklemusic.com. Also, check out the Roy Clark Method, performance of our ending theme, Sector 2814, at www.freewebs.com/Roy Clark Method.
Magic green, it is the color green, it can do anything. Sometimes it speaks to me, it says how, what have you done with your life? People around you keep dying. Use your will to right the wrong, and don't make us pay.
Black guy in all of us.
All right, maybe that's true.
Moving on, we're going to move on to news.
Want
to
cue on right now?
News.
Wait, what?
That's what they say. There's a little black guy inside. Cue on. Hey, they're hit or miss.
No. 5 double splash pages only.
Oh, fuck.
We have to have 5 double page spreads every issue.
Where's my shotgun?
No, there's only 5 double page spreads.
No, I know that.
I wanted to... What the fuck was I going to say?
No, get it in there.
Stick it back in.
Get it in there. No, get it in there.
No, stick it in there.
Stick it in.
Stop it.
Manny
just with kinky foreplay.
Twisted.
Yes, rub it. Just like that.
Just like that.
Stop it.